Something else I hate, guys.
What's that?
And that's, you know, I'm not a big believer in ghosts and curses and all that kind of stuff, right?
Shh, the universe will hear you.
Yeah, don't say that.
No. Don't pee off the universe.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing that.
Yeah, I was once told by a medium that, you know, I don't receive any messages from ghosts because I'm not open to it.
Yeah, you got to be open.
You got to be open.
Open your brain.
I'm like, great. I don't really want to contact ghosts.
What?
Kind of pretty spooky.
Surely you have an uncle or a granddad that you want to talk to or a... You know.
What about Tordy or Tangles?
Yeah. Or what about
who
ran the cactus farm? Nick's Pricks.
Oh. Yeah, granddad Dick.
Yeah, Dick's Pricks. That's who it was. I knew I was close. Dick, you got to contact Dick again to tell him how his cactus farm's going.
That's true. It is still going in Bendigo.
No, because then he's going to haunt him because Nick did not take up the cacti tradition.
It didn't go from Dick's Pricks to Nick's Pricks.
Of the Gill family.
Maybe so. I didn't take it up because he's been trying to contact me for ages.
Oh, right.
My third eye's been closed or whatever it is.
Yeah. Nobody's home, Uncle Dick.
Yeah.
Grandpa Dick.
Grandpa Dick.
Sorry,
yeah.
Grandpa.
Dad's dad. Dad's dad Dick.
Yeah.
Well, actually, funny family story, just quick aside.
Okay.
So Ed is the name of my dad, right? Yeah. And Dick is his father.
Yeah.
So we used to always say Dick Ed's dad.
Dick Ed's dad. Classic Gill gear.
Anyhow.
Mate, that would have slayed at Gill family Christmas.
Wouldn't it have gone down well?
Can you imagine?
Pass the turkey, Dick Ed's dad.
It's a mic drop moment every time.
I can imagine. Would never get old.
Anyway, I still believe that maybe I am cursed about one thing. Because you might remember we did a phone topic 3.5 months ago, I think, about what you're cursed about because yet another one of our holidays.
Good holiday music. It's getting you in the zone.
Yeah.
Because we're off next week. We've
got
1 week
full disclosure, we are having a week holiday.
Yeah. And it was cursed last time. We tried to go to an NRMA holiday park.
Oh, God, the Isthmus.
The Isthmus.
The Isthmus. And it got flooded out and we had to come home because the place was flooded.
And the sassy cop on the Isthmus telling you the Isthmus was flooded. You're like, I know.
It's an Isthmus. That's why we're stuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I just want to quickly list
that
my...
That was back before my bucks and our hens. That was that long ago. That was March.
Holy moly. Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to list what's happened in the last 4 years.
Mm.
And can I just say that we've only had 1 weekend away that was successful, my wife and I. All right, so we had our honeymoon was ruined by pregnancy sickness.
Oh, yeah.
And then shortly after, we
just
had
going to skip
kids.
Over the fact he still went on away. The honeymoon without
it was
the pregnant
for
wife. That's all right,
but
keep going. It's
same.
A long list.
Oh, sure,
to
it wasn't. Oh, I was skiing with some friends getting loose. It wasn't the same, darling.
Anyway,
yeah, that was me.
6 months later, I was supposed to go to one of my best mate's weddings in Fiji. It was going to be a week long trip, all booked. Yeah. Harriet needed surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly after, we were supposed to go to Melbourne in 2018.
That's right.
For New Year's, going to be fun. Harriet needed surgery again. And then we had Barrington Tops. We were going to go away for a weekend away, taken away by COVID. Melbourne 2020, we were supposed to go, but we'd gone to a restaurant which turned out afterwards to be a hotspot, so we weren't allowed to get into Melbourne.
No travel. We tried
to go to Stroud for a weekend away.
Everything was
organised just a few months ago. Flooded out. My dad's 70th last year. He'd organised and paid for everything, including a nanny for the long weekend in the Gold Coast. It was taken over by COVID. And then, guys, Bannisters, last weekend, we were going to have a nice weekend away. Georgette and I organised a nanny for the first time ever. She was sick for one day, had to get swabbed, couldn't come on the weekend. So we had to go with the kids, which was still fun. Still great,
not
but it wasn't
holiday.
The weekend away
you
that we had.
You had kids there while you're having lobster at Bannisters.
100%. You can't have a sexy bubble bath with the children there.
You can't make it a baby with the babies there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you know what, Gilly?
But, go
on. I was going to say, you've said you're cursed. This has all been in the last 4 years.
Mm.
How old are the twins?
Four.
Are they the curse?
They're the holiday curse.
Well, this all started
with the honeymoon.
It all started with the pregnancy
it
of
did.
The twins.
Yeah.
Okay. It all went south from there.
It all has gone south since. Are they the curse?
I don't know. Because there's one final piece of the puzzle.
Mm.
We were supposed to go away. And since the end of last year, my best mate lives in Darwin with his wife
That's
and children.
Right.
Yes.
And we have been booking this. We've organised a four-wheel drive tour.
Off there, you've been talking about it to us for a long time.
A long time.
You've been very excited to see Ferg.
I haven't seen my best mate for years
because
he's in Darwin. I'm in Newcastle. It's very hard for us with kids to be able to move and see each other. It's a massive trip. We had a 7-hour layover in between with 2 4-year-olds. And because of COVID, you're not allowed to leave the airport. So 2-hour flight, 7 hours in an airport with 2 4-year-olds at 1 a.m. in the morning.
But you were going to put up with
it. We were going to put up with it and do it. And then Brisbane locked its borders to New South Wales. But it was fine because for some reason the Brisbane airport is federal land. And as long as you're transiting through and don't leave the airport, you can still get to NT. And then 5 days away from our trip yesterday, the Northern Territory has closed its borders to New South Wales. And an 11th holiday has fallen. I don't know what to do. Should we stop booking stuff?
I think you need to stop booking stuff. Yeah. Until the children are 18, 19 and can look after themselves, you're raising them well, maybe a bit younger. You can leave them alone before then. I think it's them.
Yeah, I think it is them. I think you've got to get rid of them, hand it back or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Like a cat idea before.
Yes, yeah. 11 holidays.
That's wild.
Cancelled.
Yeah. It was 9 and it sounded bad, and then 2 in the last 2 weeks.
You need to open up your door to the ghost.
I think you do.
Because something is going on that you need messages from the other side.
You know, maybe stop using the term holiday and getting so excited. Maybe just, you know, use the term having a break.
Yep, yep. Open that third eye.
Yeah.
Talk to the ghost of Grandpa Dick.
Okay.
And get him to find out what's going on.
You know what?
I've got it. I know what you need to do.
Yeah.
I've got it. Because your granddad used to own the cactus farm, Dick's Pricks. You need to holiday to Dick's Pricks. Where was
Definitely wasn't called that, but yeah.
Where was it?
I was in Bendigo.
You need to holiday. Where else would you rather go? Holiday to Bendigo to see Dick's Pricks, and that won't get cancelled.
Oh, my God. We've... Make reparations.
Exactly.
We've got to go back to the site where the crime was committed.
Yes.
If Dick is the one controlling all this.
Why is Dick cancelling my holiday?
Look, it's either that or your kids, mate.
He owned
you decide.
The cactus farm, bro.